Take note. We all go through periods of self-doubt, periods of strength and confidence, and periods of difficulty. Can't be a human and not go through that kind of thing. They range in severity depending on the kind of person you are. You know, some people, they falter when they're driving to work in the morning. Some people are trying to outshine their buddy in tennis and they can't hit the ball as fast. Sometimes, you know, you just think the wrong thing and suddenly you're not feeling so confident. Well, about 10 years ago, my mom did me a huge favor in this regard. It seems small, but it's bigger than it seems. I mean, sometimes, you know, you hear something, a sentiment, you know, one little phrase, and it really transforms the way you think about things. I mean, you know, I'm not talking like, ooh, the world is completely upside down kind of thing, but my mom gave me this bookmark, which has natural coloring, and in red lettering it's written, "If you can't be a tree, be a saw." I read that little phrase, and suddenly I had this massive revelation, and I gotta say, you know, it's right. You know, damn it, it's right. I mean, you gotta have a purpose. And if your purpose is not to just go with the flow, get along with everyone, you know, be at one with the surroundings, then you better get to work, you know, constructing what you want out of everything else around you. Because if you don't do one or the other, you're not really making something of yourself. And I guess this phrase, you know, resonated because it didn't say, "I am morally judging you for being one or the other." It just, you know, delivered the sentiment. And it had a powerful impact on me. So I'm just going to express it to you. Listener, if you can't be a tree, be a saw. I did this note tonight for Mario at Someone Once Told Me. And Mario, thank you for considering my message. And I hope that other people find it just as resonant as I did.